Concussions have been a major media topic across the nation. They are a traumatic brain injury that can leave possible long-term effects. Concussions can leave a significant impact on people, but especially on a teenager's brain. Recent studies show that concussions can impede students' and athletes' academic performance. The teenage brain has marveled, perplexed, and frustrated parents and adults for years. Parents often question what could possibly be running through their teenager's brain when they make certain decisions. On the flip side, teens feel like parents just don't understand when it comes to their lives. In fact, the teenage brain is still developing during the adolescence phase.
The brain is the last organ in the body to mature fully. It takes until your mid-20s to have a fully mature brain, mid to late 20s.
Dr. Francis E. Jensen is a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School and senior associate in neurology at Children's Hospital in Boston. She also is an internationally known expert in neurology and the teenage brain. Jensen says concussions can be more dangerous for teenagers because their brain structure is not as strong as an adult's and is still building myelin. Myelin is a protective coating around the central and peripheral nervous system. The National Federation of State High School Association defines a concussion as a brain injury that results in a temporary disruption of normal brain functions. A concussion occurs when the brain is violently rocked back and forth or twisted inside the skull as a result of a blow to the head or body.
The injury from these impacts is coming from inside the skull, not outside the skull.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a concussion can affect a student's ability to participate, learn, and perform well in school. The experience of learning and engaging in academic activities that require concentration can actually cause a student's concussion symptoms to reappear or worsen. Back in May 2015, researchers from the Children's National Health System, George Washington University School of Medicine, and Brody School of Medicine at East Carolina University studied 349 students, ages 5 to 18, to find out what happened to their academic performances after a concussion. The study found that the severity of the concussion symptoms was directly related to the degree of academic problems among all grade levels. 88% of the children who were not fully recovered still had problems with concentration, headaches, and fatigue. 77% of those same children had problems taking notes and found themselves spending more time on homework and having problems studying for exams and quizzes. High school students reported having the most learning problems, significantly more than middle or elementary school children.
If you have a concussion, your ability to reason or to think or process information is negatively impacted.
That's West Virginia Senator Ron Stallings. In response to the issue of teenage concussions stemming from high school athletics, he spearheaded the passage of a bill in 2013 that mandated all coaches and trainers to have concussion training on a yearly basis. The bill also included a return-to-play protocol, which basically sets guidelines for when a player can return to action after sustaining a concussion. Stallings believes the bill is as strong as legislators could make it, but he worries players can get around the protocol by lying about their symptoms.
From a legislative standpoint, we thought it was as strong as we could do. The issue frequently has to do with the player. They're tough and they want to get back in there and play.
When it comes to returning to the field, the return-to-play protocol says a healthcare professional must make the decision about a student's readiness to return based on the number, type, and severity of symptoms the student experiences. The healthcare professional should also offer guidance about appropriate levels of cognitive and physical activity. In her studies, Dr. Jensen found out about a test certain schools administer to their players.
To fill out a very quick kind of questionnaire that looks at their focus and their ability to calculate things, just some very basic mental skills. Then, if they've had a concussion, you can retest them before you let them return to the field.
West Virginia's return-to-play protocol also says that when a student returns to school after a concussion, their actions and behaviors should be monitored. If the student shows cognitive difficulties compared to pre-injury, teachers should accommodate that student by reducing assignment load or increase time for the student to complete assignments. As a parent, you can notice symptoms of concussions when your child answers questions slowly, loses consciousness, or even shows mood or personality changes. Symptoms include headaches, vomiting, sensitivity to light or noise, and concentration problems, along with feeling sluggish or dizzy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Keith Willis in Morgantown.